Let's see, where are we?
Oh,
the second child has been born, and Andy has married Malvin and moved down the, across the corner, and Aunt Mary has come and married Dr. And the who lived across the street, our early neighbors. There were two grown young ladies, and they were wonderful neighbors to the they didn't have any children, so they were always helping with the babies that were born at the Burke's house. Mr. took a very personal interest in the boys that came along. Mr. had a job at the courthouse. He was a clerk, but he was interested, and the other Griggses were interested in all the children, and were a big help to Mama in many ways. And the young ladies, this Professor, who was one of the early boarders and teachers, fell in love with Miss, who was a music teacher, and she put him off because they had just remodeled their house, and she had her new piano and was teaching and enjoying it so much that she he moved away after that and contracted measles and died. So she was engaged to him, but she had put him off, and they hadn't married, so that was her one love affair. And Miss Beauty was quite attractive and had got a lot of attention from the young men who boarded at the Burke's house. Papa, the builder, decided that Fayetteville needed a cotton gin, and he built one across the street from the schoolhouse. And he loved machinery, but he had somebody to operate it like he had to tend to his stores. And we had a northern man come to board. I don't remember what his profession was, but anyway, his name was Clark, and he was very fond of Mr. And his family came from California to visit him. Am I talking too close to it?
A little bit.
I didn't realize that I was even
that's
had
okay,
it.
Okay.
His family came to visit him, and Papa took him down to see the cotton gin. Of course, that was something very unusual. And Papa, in showing them the gin, he was picked up a little stick of some kind and pointed, and he happened to take his eyes off of the stick, and the machinery caught the stick and pulled his right arm into the machinery. And Mr. had to catch hold of him and pull him out with all his strength. Oh, that nearly killed him. He was such a sweet man, and he loved Papa like he